Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, at the outset, I am grateful to WIPO and Director General in particular for having this opportunity. In fact, my previous speaker has brought into the focus the issue relating to traditional medicine, in particular the issue of misappropriation. Now I'll move from there, and I would like to share how do we make IP system as a part of the solution, so that not only this traditional medicine is utilized for enhancing access to medicine, and also we ensure the misappropriations get prevented. How do we do that? One of the issues is the prior art. See, in case of a traditional medicine, language is a big barrier. See, in India, Ayurveda is in Sanskrit, which not even 0.1% Indians understand. And Yunani system is in Arabic, Persian, and Urdu, which even lesser percentage understand. Yesterday, Director General mentioned the case of South Korea, Japan, and China, when they are having 25% technology production. So the language has become a big issue. So in case of a traditional medicine, language is even a bigger issue. And then issue of tools for examination, in particular IPC. So we'll discuss that. And then I come to the issue of harmonizing of traditional and modern medicine. Let me share some facts as regard India is concerned. Indian system of medicine, which consists of Ayurveda, Yunani, Siddha, and Yoga, is a very strong system with having enormous foundation about it. See, there are more than 50,000 dispensaries in India on this system, 1,000 plus hospitals, about 1 million registered medical practitioners. We produce more than 15,000 graduates every year. They undergo 5-year undergraduate course, then Master of Medicines, leading to PhD, etc. So these systems are very strong, but still there are deep concerns on the issue of efficacy. And how do we change the grammar and syntax of these systems? So how do we deal with this, especially in keeping in view the IP context and access to medicine context? Then we are also discussing nationally, for these systems, there has to be appropriate regulatory measures, different than modern medicines. The issue of TRIP flexibilities, Doha Declaration has been very adequately discussed by the Director General WTO and WHO in the morning. Now I come to the issue which I have to discuss, the traditional knowledge digital library. This project in India, we started in 2001. Over 200 scientists are working since then. A multidisciplinary team. Our target in this project when we began was to prevent misappropriation of Indian medicinal knowledge. And we thought that we'll break the language barrier and format barrier on this knowledge system. And we will create this library for international patent offices and internationalize our traditional medicine system by making it multilingual in 5 languages, French, German, Japanese, English, and Spanish. Then over the years, somewhere in 2003-4, we realized preventing misappropriation was a smaller objective. This system and this library has a huge potential for creating new IP and new medicines. So we have been working on that also. Now this, I have brought this to your notice. This is the first issue when the turmeric patented wound healing property was granted in 1995 in the United States Patent and Trademark Office. India did fight, and it was revoked after 3 years. The name for antifungal property in European Patent Office was also revoked. It was granted in 95, but it was revoked after 10 years. The point I'm trying to make, the systems are so complex, if a wrong patent gets granted, system is just, IP system is fair and just, but the processes are very legal. And this Neem case probably costed hundreds of thousands of US dollar to get one patent invalidated. See, then we, 2000, we studied this problem. Is it only these three cases or something more? Then we realized by USPTO study alone, there were 5,000 such patents on medicinal plants. 80% of them on the plants of Indian origin. And when we studied around 700 patents, we found 50% should have never been granted because there were no innovation, they were simply translations. Then we studied this in 2003, then we found this number is 15,000. 2005, the number was 35,000. And last 3 years, the activity is huge. Now it stands at 85,000. And reason was explained in the morning. A new drug is costing $1.3 billion, the issue of lead optimization. It proves 2 points. One, there is a huge misappropriation is going. Second, when 2,000 patents are taken concerning Indian system of medicinal knowledge, you know, this may cost to the people who are taking patents something of the order of $50 to $60 million. Why are they spending so much money? It proves that these systems have enormous value. That's why so much money is being spent. See, in 2000, see, IPC is a tool through which the patent examiner examines the quality of a patent, the prior art. Till 2005, international patent classification has only one subgroup out of 69,000 subgroups. Means the patent on traditional medicinal knowledge could not be sifted. We submitted a proposal to Committee of Expert IPC Union and WIPO in 2001 to enhance IPC vis-a-vis traditional medicinal knowledge. Committee of Experts saw the point, constituted a 5-member task force of United States Patent Trademark Office, European Patent Office, then Japanese Patent Office, China and India. On the recommendation of the task force, this one subgroup has been enhanced and implemented in 2005 to 200 subgroups. So the quality of these patents, which are based on traditional medicine, can now be examined better. But looking at the activity in past few years, we wish to submit a proposal again that this number should be enhanced to 2,000. Reason is, in traditional knowledge resource classification, which we have developed, concerning Indian medicinal knowledge, this alone is 30,000 subgroups. So 2,000 subgroups are needed to enhance the quality of examination on these patents. And these are very practical measures, not complex measures. See, this is how our traditional knowledge appear. And what we have done in this library, we have converted the terminology. See, we have put it into the patent application format. Say, Guluchi-Quat is a therapeutic single compound formulation consisting of useful part of the following ingredient. Guluchi is a local name. Tenospora cordifolia is a name which everybody understands. Then we give the plants their parts in which proportions they are used. Then we say that how this is prepared. And it is useful in the treatment of smallpox. In our literature, it is called Masurika. Then we give bibliographic references. Then we give it in multiple languages like Japanese, etc. Today, this library has 200,000 medicinal formulations. There are two things. One is this library is capable of protecting these 200,000 medicinal formulation. Second, it has enormous information for creating new medicines, for providing leads. See, we have also taken a new project on traditional medical manuscripts. These manuscripts have been written thousands of years back. is such a knowledge which is not even known in the country, is written on palm leaves or copper plates. What we are doing is, see, the language is such that nobody can understand, so you need manuscriptologists to understand the language. We intend to disseminate this knowledge, add new knowledge, so 200,000 medicinal formulation may become maybe 300,000. Then we intend to follow a TKDL route for protection. In fact, I must also share one more aspect. In TKDL, so far we have taken 140 texts. We have identified 200 new texts, which also we intend to include. Then how are we utilizing it for preventing misappropriation? Our government of India has approved TKDL can be given at no cost to the international patent offices. There are only two or three conditions that this can be utilized for establishing prior art, search and examination. Printout also can be given for the purposes of citation. From our side, we will provide 24/7 service, training and support, search and assistance in case a patent office needs. In fact, it's a win-win situation. To us, it prevents misappropriation. To a patent office, it enhances the quality of examination. And that's how I say that IP system can be a part of the solution. See, we have already concluded this agreement with European Patent Office in February 2009. It is operating. We have also achieved in-principle agreement with United States Patent and Trademark Office. And we hope to conclude this soon. We intend to initiate efforts with all other major patent offices wherever misappropriation takes place. See, this is what the EPO has to say after utilizing this library. It has improved the patent grant process at an early state of patent examination. It's a unique encyclopedia. It shed light on gray areas. TKDL is precise. Thanks to TKDL, patent examiner can prove exactly when and where a medical treatment became public knowledge. See, European Patent Convention also has a provision to file third-party observation at no cost to establish evidence of prior art. So we have noticed certain cases which are the pipeline cases. We have filed third-party observation utilizing this article as an abundant caution. And since February 2009, though it's early days, we have not noticed any case concerning misappropriation of Indian system medicine at European Patent Office. Now, second issue is how do we harmonize traditional medicine and modern medicine? See, Modern Science publication in 1982 said that acetylcholine receptor serves as a receptor for rabies. This was also said in our ancient literature 1800 years ago in Shushumna. So how do we bring this knowledge upfront and make it more accessible? We have launched in India a project known as Golden Triangle. This project tried to establish links between traditional medicine, and modern science. Look at this standard drug discovery process, which was explained in the morning. Molecule, mice, and man. The cost is so expensive. In case of a traditional medicinal route, which is reverse pharmacology route, it's already used on man for hundreds, thousands of years. So the route is different, man, mice, and man, and that is why we are trying within our country to have a different regulatory approval standard for medicine based on traditional medicines. See, this is one of the examples which has come through this project and public-private partnership. A drug on psoriasis, which is currently in phase 3. It has taken 3 years to develop and costing around $5 million vis-a-vis the figures you saw in the morning, and cost of treatment just maybe $50 vis-a-vis $20,000. These are the several other drugs which are targeted in this project, and many more. All these are at different stages. Now let me come back to the library, what we intend to do and what we are trying to do. See, we India has three systems of medicine, Ayurveda, Yunani, and Siddha. Ayurveda is in Sanskrit, Yunani is in Arabic, Tamil is in, Siddha is in Tamil. These three systems do not talk to each other. A practitioner of one system cannot understand what the other system is. There is a huge language barrier. Though these systems all have grown in Indian subcontinent, use same bioresources. So first, this library, what it has done is it has validated these three systems against each other. Now on malaria, if we check in the library, it says that there are 1,500 medicinal formulation out of those 200,000 on malaria in Ayurveda, 48 in Yunani, 95 in Siddha. And they use all these 6-7 plants. So this is a huge step forward to do new drugs. Now what we are doing is we are adding modern science information for last few years to all these plants, to this library, taxonomic information, morphological, germ plasm information, toxicology, phytochemistry, from the latest of the modern science references. And this modern science information has been added to this library, which I mentioned, that golden triangle. Now, what we intend to do in future, we are willing to open, of course, after government approval, this library open for research, for doing new drugs, between mutually agreed terms, joint ownership of IP, methodologies on research, participative research and development, creating new medicines, on a very well-considered plan. And that is what we intend, the real value of this library, once we stop misappropriations, which we are confident now, would lie in creating a whole lot of new medicines in a much cheaper manner. Now, this is what we submit to the international IP community to enhance this system. So, I'm just last. IPC must be enhanced for 2,000 subgroup. Provisions such as European Patent Convention must be promoted. Patent offices must employ examiners skilled in traditional medicine. Public health regulators should consider appropriate measures. Past wrong patents, once the evidence gets established, must be reviewed by patent office. Thank you.